Good morning, Karen. Let's talk a little bit about that case of the killings of the two Indiana teens that's been in the news this week. The court sealed everything. Is that unusual?
Very, very unusual. We have everything sealed here. We don't even know what the charges are. We know he pled not guilty, but we don't even know what exactly the charges were or the evidence that brought him as the suspect in the first place. It's just very unusual, and it's a kind of unseemly because this whole process should be transparent, especially in a case where you've been watching for this for over 5 years. I mean, it's been a huge news story across the country, podcasts and the like, and it's just bizarre, and I really can't tell you why they're doing it.
No guesses, Karen?
Yeah. I mean, you know, my what I'm hearing is that they're still getting tips in and that they still want more evidence. And that doesn't bode well for the prosecution, because if you charge someone, you're supposed to have, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt evidence. So what are they still looking for that they don't have? And is that going to be an argument at trial when this guy is tried, where his lawyers are going to say, well, they were still looking for clues even after he was charged? So, you know, and again, we don't even really know the cause of death of these girls. We don't know exactly, you know, was there a sexual assault? We don't know anything about those facts. And it's just a strange thing. I think they're saying in mid-November there's going to be a hearing as to whether or not this stuff will be unsealed for the public.
Interesting. Also this week, the Supreme Court heard 5 hours of arguments about affirmative action programs. How is this all going to affect education everywhere in this country, or will it?
I think the Supreme Court is going to strike down affirmative action. This was upheld 22 years ago by Sandra Day O'Connor, and she predicted in 25 years we're not going to need it anymore because we're going to have diversity in our schools. I think the Supreme Court is going to say this is discriminatory, and I think it's going to change everything. In California, there was a law that was put on the ballot and it was passed, and it said that the public schools cannot use affirmative action. And since that was enacted, the diversity numbers are way down and are not reflective of the community. So I think we're going to have issues with diversity in not only the schools, but in the workplaces, because the people who graduate from college then go into the workplace. And there's going to have to be some other way of deciding who gets into college. Maybe it's on a needs basis more than a race basis, but it's going to change things dramatically.
Yeah, sounds like it. Chief Justice John Roberts temporarily blocked that House committee from getting Donald Trump's tax returns. He issued an administrative order yesterday. So what happens next, Karen?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Donald Trump has been very successful at blocking, getting his tax returns. He's been fighting this for many years. And interestingly, there's a law dating back to Nixon that says that the IRS has to release the tax returns of presidents so that Congress can look at them and audit them for a good reason, because they want to make sure that the president is not doing anything untoward. And I think the Supreme Court is going to probably allow the release. Ultimately, that would be my guess. But it could block. And, you know, now that we feel like maybe the Supreme Court is a little political, he might have the votes to block it.
So the House Ways and Means Committee has a deadline now, noon on November 10th, to file a response. Whatever happens here, it's going to be well after the midterms, isn't it?
That's right. And, you know, again, it's not like the public is going to get to see his tax returns. I think it's just a matter of, you know, them wanting to do what every other president has done, which is to produce the tax returns to make sure everything is fine. And I don't, you know, Supreme Court should, like I said, the Supreme Court should allow the release. But maybe it just wants to issue an opinion that will be precedent setting in some way for future presidents.
And let's talk now about the divorce everybody's talking about, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
This seemed to happen quickly, no protracted court sessions. How unusual is this?
Well, you know, celebrities do this, and you can do this, you know, in divorces yourself. Just a lot of people will file for divorce, and then it goes into the court. There's another way to do it, which is to say, all right, listen, Tom, we're getting a divorce. Let's work all the details out with our lawyers, and then we'll present it at United Front, file for the divorce, finalize it in one day, and have it be done so that we don't drag our dirty laundry through the public, because divorces are public record. And if you start arguing in court, all of the stuff relating to your finances could become public. So they had a confidential settlement that they reached. You know, they both are worth $300-400 million each, and they had the issues relating to their children that were resolved privately, and they were divorced in one day. So I think it was probably a very good and amicable way to do this.
I guess they just worked it out between the two of them, who gets the Super Bowl rings, who gets the designer dresses, and so forth. Because, as you say, millions involved there.
I sure hope Tom didn't get the designer dresses.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that, Bob.
Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day.
You too.